Blog Talk Radio.
Hot as fire to take a stand. Not knowing when I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather. I'd rather live right than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children to stand. Stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Dear Lord, stand for holiness.
For holiness.
What?
Stand for righteousness.
And be counted.
Stand.
Not believing, at least some of my friends. And I would rather, live right. Learn in hell, lift up my eyes. All of our children to stand. Stand. Everybody say it, you stand. Oh, stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness.
To teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ
as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Read that out the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time, and that's 8 a.m. in the Carolinas where Minister Billy Burns broadcasts from. And so they overcame, and that's in Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. And it's a time where you can give your testimonies, you know, on the ministry and in the air. And we thank you. So if the Lord leads you, go and give your testimony or just listen in. Hallelujah. An early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. And it's a corporate prayer where each and every one, listeners, callers, can call in and help and come forth and help pray. You're welcome to come in and pray. It's a corporate prayer where the Lord can hear your voice and all of ours together. And we're normally on about 30 minutes. Sometimes as the Lord sees fit, we may go a little longer. But please tune in. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334. It's for all of the segments. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Or you can mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on www.newdestinyministries.com to hear our archived messages. Just like I'm talking now, you can go on and you can hear it. And we appreciate and we are so thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and Evangelist Angel Bernard and me, Sister Ruby, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. You know, we say it every day. Don't sign off. Because God has a rhema word just for you. And sometimes we have two and three. So we just thank the Lord for it, for being on the broadcast today. And we have such a anointed, wonderful minister, elder in the gospel that's going to bring the word to us today. And it's no other than Minister William Cardwell. And that's... Dr. Singleton was on yesterday, and he spoke. So now we got his uncle coming on to speak today. What a duel. It's in the family, running the family like this broadcast do. So we're so thankful and we're so honored, and every time Evangelist Bernard asks him to come forth with the rhema word, he's right on time. He's always doing the work of the Lord and the kingdom. And he's just like family here with us. So, and we love him and we just thank him for working for the kingdom of God and allowing the Lord to use him with the anointing to bring forth the gospel, the word of God to his precious people on this earth. And with no further ado, we're going to introduce to him, to you, and introduce to some that don't know him, Minister William Cardwell, and he's all the way out of Pasadena, California, and his church is New Beginning Christian Fellowship. And with that, no other ado, he can open us up with prayer and go as the Lord has led him. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you. Praise God. All those who's listening, just go ahead and bow your heads. Father God, we give you all the glory and the praise in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your goodness for this day. I thank you for this opportunity of ministering to your people and able to feed the flock and feed them the word of God. I just thank you, Father God, for your goodness and your grace to these people and And as you lead me, I pray that the word of God be rested upon their hearts, yielding 100-fold. I give you all the glory and the praise for this time, a wonderful opportunity to share the gospel, whether it's to two, one, or many. So I pray that if this word goes out and does not return void in your life, and it's a life-changing word. So I give you all the glory. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lead me, Holy Spirit. Please turn your Bibles to Psalms, where that's our text. It's Psalms 107, and I'll be reading first two verses. It says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and for his mercy endures forever." It says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." Praise God. This is the fifth book of the Psalms. Psalms has five books in it, and this is the last book, and actually the first chapter that starts the last book that's in the total book of Psalms. And it's written, this book right here, this chapter, is not written by David. The ones prior to that and the ones following that are written by David, some of those. But this one is an anonymous writer, and it most likely was, this Psalms was written to the Jews that were in exile or in Babylon, captive. These Psalms, these other Psalms that's in this book, remind us that the most perfect sacrifice we can offer to God is an obedient life. Now, the theme is that the thankfulness to God should constantly be on our lips. This psalm was also, like I said, it was written to help their return, and we'll go on into that. Now, this was a warning by God how they got into captivity. It was God warned them about their actions. And in Deuteronomy 4:28, he says, "Take heed unto yourselves, lest ye forget the covenant of the Lord, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or like any other thing which the Lord God has forbidden you. For the Lord God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. When thou shalt begat children and children's children, and ye shall have remain long in the land, and shall corrupt yourselves and make a graven image or the likeness of anything, and shall do evil in the sight of the Lord thy God to provoke him to anger. I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day that ye shall soon utterly perish from off the land whereon ye go over the Jordan to possess it, and ye shall not prolong your days upon it, but shall utterly be destroyed. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and ye shall be left in few in number among the heathens, whither the Lord shall lead you. And there ye shall serve other gods, the work of men's hands, wood, stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell." Now, the Babylonian captivity or exile refers to the time period in Israel's history. when the Jews were taken captive by Nebuchadnezzar. And you'll see Israel's sins in 2 Kings 17. For it, he says, it's for so it was that the children of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God, which has brought them up out of the of Israel. So they went ahead and they sinned anyway. From under the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and had feared other gods. They feared other gods and walked in the statues of the heathen whom the Lord cast out from before the children of Israel and of the kings of Israel which they had made. And they set them up images and groves in high in every high hill and under every green tree. Just what the Lord told them not to do. Therefore, the Lord was very angry with Israel and removed them out of the sight of their of his sight. None left but the tribe of Judah. And in 2 Kings 24, he says, at that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. Now, the author wanted to show Israel to see God's goodness and his mercy. That's what he wanted to see. You got to see the goodness and the mercy of God. And he says his mercy is everlasting before he could show them that they were redeemed. First, you got to see how good God is. We would define the word re, taking that root word re, that word re, is again. That is what re means. It's just as if you was to fall off the top of a building and get back, if hopefully you survive, get back up on that building. Now, if you take a high skyscraper, you got a pent up there. And so if you go back to the top, yes, use the elevator or the stairs, but go back up to the top and you will be repented. That is to do it again. So redeem is the definition I pulled from my dictionary, is to free captivity or to buy back, redeem. Now, there's three steps in redemption. The number one is grace. Number one is God's grace. That is God's loving favor. Number two is faith. Our part is prayer and acknowledgement. And then number three is his mercy. Mercy, it is the experience or the manifestation of his favor. Israel is redeemed by his mercy. In the book of Ezra, the priest, Ezra the priest, due to people not wanting to get away or separate themselves from the surrounding nations, that's how they got in trouble in the first place. And we'll see why the Jerusalem walls were built, but they could not separate themselves from other nations. In Ezra 9:8-9, we have, and now for a little moment, grace has been shown unto you. Now, this is Ezra's prayer. Look and follow this. From the Lord our God, to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail, which is the meaning of a secure hold, in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. See, they needed help, and so Ezra prays. Their bodies needed strength. They were weak.
And Ezra knowing by calling to God will heal them and will heal their land. In Matthew chapter number 5, the Lord's word said, "The lamp of the body is the eye. If therefore your eye be healthy, your whole body shall be full of light. But if your eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness." Sick if your eye is evil. So they're surrounded by these people, and they're mingling their worship with other gods, fearing other gods. They were sick. They were destitute. They were forsaken. And then he goes on in verse 9, Ezra 9:9, "For we were slaves, yet our God has not forsaken us in our bondage." This is his prayer. "But that extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolations of it, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem." And so we see here that this wall was built to separate Israel from other nations. What a prayer. So he says, he is able to redeem ruined lives. God reveals his love when things in our lives are ruined. And he sends prophets. He sends the men and women of God. So he sends a prophet at the time of their captivity, Ezekiel. He sends Ezekiel in verse 37. He says to Ezekiel, God sends Ezekiel, and he gives Ezekiel this message for the children of Israel. "The Lord shows Ezekiel a valley of dry bones, telling them to speak to the bones and hear the word of the Lord, saying, you shall live again." I hope this is helping somebody today. God explains this vision in Ezekiel 37:11. He says, "Then he said unto me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off on our part. Therefore, and say unto them, thus says the Lord, behold, my people, I will open your graves, your dead parts, and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into a land of Israel." God is able to raise up, hallelujah, he's able to raise up dead stones. He's able to raise up dead bones and make them alive. Again, he's able to take our lives and make something wonderful and beautiful. If it's dead, he's able to make it alive. He's able to redeem ruined lives. Look at Acts. These are the Acts of Apostles right here in chapter number 2. He says, "Now Peter and John went up." I'm gonna take a look at from 1 to 11, Peter and John went up into the temple the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, carried whom he laid daily at the gate of the temple, which was called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go in to the temple and asked alms, and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us." And they've been with Jesus. So everybody at that time, everybody here, John, Peter, even the man, hallelujah, you know, before that, they're all giving, doing the will of God. They were all one accord. They were in an expectant, momentum, yes. They were in an inspected momentum already, Peter and John. So when they get to this man, the scripture says, he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something as I have give thee. And the name of Jesus, he says, of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. God is able to redeem ruined lives. God is able to redeem ruined, messed up, toe up lives. May I say I can witness to that. To the point where I could not fix it. He's able to redeem ruined lives. Now, in our text, he says, he starts off with, oh, is an interjection, it's an expression used to surprise or happiness of a disappointment or a sadness. Oh, used to address someone's directly, or that's just another form of expression of "oh," as to it is to. I'm. If I gave you some direction, oh, it's that way. Oh, or it's a an interjection, or to give thanks. Now we're going to give thanks. It is to put it into someone's hand. I told you, thank you. I'm putting it in your hands that you did it. Thank you. You did it. Praise God. Unto, and this thanks is unto who? It's unto the Lord. So when you say thank you, you're putting it in God's hands. Now, when you say thank you, I mean, that's why it's so simple, but we make it hard. All you do is when you say thank you, what are you doing right now? You're listening to the Word of God. You're putting it into God's hands. Well, now we're going to see God's mercy. And he says his mercy endures forever, which is his kindness or help giving to people who are in very bad or desperate situations. His mercy continues to exist in the same state or condition or an endless time, for all time, for an endless, limitless time. That is his mercy. Never ends. It never ends. It's dependable. It's reliable. You can depend on God's mercy. He wants to hear you say. He wants to hear you say, so, it is so. He wants to hear it. In Matthew 9, he says, and when Jesus was departed, now you find this in Matthew 9, 27, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And when he was come into the house, the two blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, yea, Lord. See, he wants us to hear you say. Yes. He wants to hear you say, it is so. I agree with you. You know better. You know, just like Ezekiel. He asked Ezekiel, he said, do you know if I'm able to put bones or make these bones alive? He said, Ezekiel said, you know, Lord, you know. Meaning, you know. Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? He says, well, you know. It's your reliance, your loyalty to what God has said, to the word, your loyalty. Well, I just believe it. I just receive it. I am going to be loyal to what God has said. I'm going to say, yes, not my will, but your will be done. What is your will? Your word is your will. Praise God. What do we say to these things? I want to say what God said. I want to say what God has said, who said, what God said I am. I want to hear what God says. I want to say what God, if it relates to me, I'm going to receive it. Okay. Because if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, we will be saved. With the mouth, if we confess with the mouth, the Lord Jesus, you will be saved. With the mouth, hallelujah. So I am not just going to let the word of God be in park. I'm not going to let it be in park. I'm not going to park it like I do my car and just let it sit. I want to be in that car moving. I want to start that engine and let it keep it moving, keep it going. I really don't want any pit stops. But sometimes I got to go to sleep. But I want to keep that word of God moving. Keep it going. Keep it fresh. Say it. Say it. Glory to God. I hope I'm helping somebody today. I hope I didn't lose anybody because we're going to be moving on. Hallelujah. And so what I want to do with his word is not park it, but if I so may say so, to recite it. And not just recite it, but you're going to have to say it in order to do it. You got to have to know it. You're going to have to say it. So I'm going to say about his death. In his death, I'm going to agree also, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ lives in me. What was Paul doing? Agreeing with what the word of God has said. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Hallelujah. Now that's in his death. In his power, you find in Ephesians 1. And what the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who have believed according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Glory to God, what he has done for me in his power and in his inheritance. In Romans 8, you'll find the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. So if be that we suffer with him and we may also be glorified together with him in his resurrection. In Romans 6, he says, know this, that our old man is crucified with God, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. That's in his resurrection, in his inheritance, in his power, in his death. Hallelujah. We have scripture. Thank God for Paul. I just thank God for the man, the apostle Paul, because he explains the spirit to the church, through the spirit to the church, redemption. Hallelujah. Redeem, that you've been bought back. Hallelujah. And what do I say to those things? I am a friend of God in Christ. I am accepted. I am God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus. I am a member of Christ's body, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. I am a fellow citizen in God's family and a citizen of heaven. I am chosen and chosen to bear fruit. Hallelujah. I am a son of God, for as many as led by the Spirit of God, he is a son of God. God is my father, for ye are all the sons of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I am God's temple, and the Spirit of God dwells in me. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. I am reconciled to God. I am justified by faith. I am sealed by the Spirit of God. I am regenerated. I am a saint, called to be a saint. Hallelujah. I am righteous and holy in him. I am hid in God and in Christ. I am complete in Christ. I am free from condemnation. Christ is my life. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then we shall also appear with him in glory. I am a son of light and not of darkness. In 1 Thessalonians 5, I am a living stone built up in Christ. I am a member of a holy nation, a chosen race of people, a royal priesthood. I am born of God, and the devil cannot touch me. I am the salt of the earth. I have direct access to God. All things work together for good to those who are love God and those who are called according to his purpose. And I am called, hallelujah, according to his purpose. I have been bought back, hallelujah. The scripture says in 1 Corinthians 6 that I have been bought back. I have been redeemed in Colossians 1:4. It says, in whom we have redemption through, bought back through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. Hallelujah. You ask me, do I feel like saying these things every day? No, I don't feel like saying these things every day. It's not in my own power, because it's not just a confession, but it's a life that I want to live. See, the true disciple, the true man and woman of God is not just going to recite it, but he's going to live it. He's going to be a doer of it and a believer of it. You want to believe it, but you're going to have to recite it in order to believe it, right? That's what we said. So, what do you say to these things? Hallelujah. Let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, he says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and keep his lips that they speak no guile. We have to watch what we say. We have to let the word of God rest and abide in us to change our mind.
Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. He says, "Brethren, I beseech ye by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." And he said, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Your mind has to be renewed. If your mind is not renewed, your reciting is going to be low. Your doing is going to be low. You're not going to have that in you. You're not going to have it in you to want to do and to do his good pleasure. He says you have to be a worksman, created a worksman, needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Rightly dividing the word of truth. So you got to be ready in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, all long suffering. You have to be able to walk in the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now this is for you. This is for you. You get ready. Get ready. You get ready. Don't let time go by. He says, redeem the time before, because the days are evil. Hallelujah. So I hide thy word in my heart. He says, how can this young man cleanse his way? By taking heed unto the word of God. And we redeem the time because we want to make right of our time. We want to not waste our time. So if we don't waste our time, we can learn. We can learn Christ. He says, come learn of me. Hallelujah. For my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Hallelujah. We have to turn off the tube sometimes. We have to turn the plate down. We have to lock some things up and get with God so we may know his will, his perfect will. Be not conformed unto this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. See, what we want to do is be doers of the word of God, that James says we got to be doers, not hearers, not to just hear God's word, but to be doers of God's word. And when we're in trouble, and when we're when times are need, he said he's a present help in time of trouble. So you know, we don't want to wait till we get so close to a collision that we say, oh Jesus. No, we want to always say, oh, Lord, oh, thank you, Father. Oh, glory to God. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank God he's with me. Thank God he's loving me. Thank God he's on my side. Thank God he's for me. He's not against me. Oh, thank God he walks with me. Thank God he talks with me. Thank God he's in my heart. Thank God he's in my mind. Thank God he's in my eyes. Thank God my body's clean. Thank God, hallelujah, he's still in the redemption manifest. He's still redeemed. He's still in the business of manufacturing redemption. Hallelujah. He's still there. He's still there when we call on him, when we ask for him. He's still there when we say, oh, God, I need you. He's still there. He never leaves. He never forsakes. He's still, and Ezra found that out. Caleb found that out. Hallelujah. With the words come out of his mouth, that it wasn't going to be evil, but it was going to be good. Caleb knew what came out of his mouth will affect not only his life, but the generations after him. After he was granted the promise, he was also able to divide portions with his family. Hallelujah. Because why?
He kept the word of God. He kept it in his heart. He was able to do what was in his heart. What was right. What he meditated on. This is not the word of God is not some mystical thing. It's true. The word of God is true. And if you do it and persist, oh, the blessings of the Lord. You'll see the manifestation of his word in your life. You'll see it. Oh, you'll see it when you sin. You'll see it that you can't because you're chosen by God. I know when if I mess up so bad, it doesn't have to be bad. It's just mess up. It just blows in my face. Because you're called. You're called to be to bear fruit. And you'll see those thorns. You act up. You'll see those thorns. Well, it's not that he's got a gavel, but his word is true. His word is true that, you know, he loves you. He loves you. And I thank God that if he chastises me, because now, Lord, hallelujah, I'm a son. He's chastising me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, I still can get it right. And I thank God that as long as I live, I can live by faith, Son of God. Wherever I wronged him or wherever I'm wronged, I can get it right by just saying, oh, God, help me. Like the man who was blind and he said, I see, he touched his eyes and he says, I see trees. I see men as trees. Hallelujah. And he touched him again. He can see. So we have to take it and do it again and take it and keep doing the word of God. Keep striving with the word of God. Keep in step with it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you heard it said before. Why do bad things happen to good people? You've heard that said. Why do bad things happen to good people? That's the wrong question. It's what happens to good people when bad things happen. That's the question. What happens to good people when bad things happen? They say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. That's what you say. When bad things happen, when it gets hard, it's not when the tough gets going. Use the word of God, man of God. Use the word of God. Oh, I mean, don't say something that is secular and then say, oh, I should have said the word of God. Hallelujah. Let the word of God come out, the meditation of your heart, be acceptable in his sight. He says, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for his mercy endures forever. And wait on the Lord. It's good when you give glory to God. It's good when you wait on the Lord. In Luke 10:38, Mary was at the feet of Jesus and listening to him, and Martha was serving. Jesus said unto Martha, he says, Martha, Mary has chosen the good word. See, it's good when you're at the feet of, when you're giving God the glory, when you're trusting God, when you're at his word, when you're bowing the knees before him, when you're talking to him, when you're meditating upon him, when you're thinking about him, when you're trusting him, when you know you're, when you're fasting and when you're in prayer and when you're thinking about him, when you're drawing, hallelujah, drawing closer to him. Hey, what are you, hallelujah, glory to God. You are you're leaning to him. You're doing a good work. You're doing a good work. That's a good thing. That's good work. That's good work. Hallelujah. I'm glad his word, throughout his word, that good work is doing what the will of God is. It's doing the will of God. We think, well, I'm doing a good work. I'm shuffling these papers, or I'm driving these people here, and I'm driving this, you know, I'm a truck driver, and I drive these things, or I'm a mechanic, and I'm fixing these. I'm doing a good work. They're getting back on the road, you know. I'm a nurse. I'm a doctor.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. He dropped off for some reason. We wait for him to come back on a minute. Can everybody hear me?
I can. It's Renita.
Okay, Renita, God bless. Sister Albertine,
amen.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Amen.
Prophetess Darlene Davis?
Yes, praise him.
Okay, praise him. God bless. I think this is...
I can hear you.
Okay, God bless. Popped off 1 minute. I think he'll be right back on. I'm looking at this six. Okay, let's see if that's him.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, all right. I must have hit the wrong button. I got excited. Well, I'm glad you're still there.
Everybody can hear. I've made sure it wasn't on our end. Go ahead,
Tom. Yes, yes. Praise God. So it's a good work. That's where we work.
Mm-hmm.
So when you believe it, your life will show it. When you believe God, your life will show it. You'll see the redemption when you believe. When you believe, you will see his promises done in your life. When you say it is so, when you say it and do it, that husband and wife will start loving. That son and daughter, when you see it, that son and daughter will be paying attention, start to pay attention in school. When you believe it, trust it, you start to see your body healed. That neighbor will stop giving you the cold shoulder and act right. You will have favor. The scripture says you will have favor with God and man. Hallelujah. People will be polite. People will your life will change around you, because you're changing. You're changed. You're redeemed. You're regenerated. Glory to God. So when you are redeemed of the Lord, you think clearly and you act wisely. The prodigal son said, after he came to himself, how many hired servants, he said, how many hired servants do my father have? Well, that's a wise statement, being in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. You're in the pig pen, and you would never guess this young man's life was ever a life of a silver spoon life. But he had to come to himself, and he said, "How many good things my father have in his house? Let me go back." That's the question I want to ask you.
how many good things have God has done for you. Sometimes you just you got to count. I like that's one thing you can say. You count your blessings. Count your blessings. That's important. I mean, it's important to recite the word of God. I mean, we look at how God has blessed us, but I believe no greater blessing than just meditating on the word of God. What an opportunity to wake up in the morning and open up your Bible, meditate upon God. He is and meditate on the Son of God. He is true light. Hallelujah. If you draw near to God, he will draw near to you. So if you say so, that's basically what God wants to hear. God wants to hear you say so. So, scripture says in Psalms 103:4, who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowns thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. What a promise. He redeems our life from destruction. He takes our life and makes it wonderful. If we give it to him, we trust him. And he said he will crown you with love and kindness. We just have to trust that he will do it. He will continue to do it. See, I know he's doing it right now today in your life, crowning you with love and kindness. But see, he still wants you to say something. We don't want to be the children of Israel. Got that, and then they left. He kept showing them signs, kindness. Not just signs, actual kindness. A cloud by day and fire by night, keeping them cool and keeping them warm. Their shoes didn't fail in all that time in the desert. He sent manna and quail. He fed them. He kept them clothed. He kept their so to the point where he even came to the service, the church service. He was there on the mercy seat. He was there. I mean, he was there with them. And then you forget what God is. How can you forget? Don't forget what God has done. Keep him always in your life. Know that he always have that. He will always have that crown over your head of love and kindness and tender mercy. He will keep that head, that crown over you. Trust him. You get up every day, hallelujah, and thank him. Just thank him. That's what I do. I just thank him every day. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. Somehow that just gets me going. And not just it's about feelings. It's just I see, like, the road opening up. I like that Bruce Almighty. And then he gets in his beat up car, but then it turns into a souped up engine, a souped up car. He gets in the car. So supposedly he's supposed to be God now, but the road opens up for him. Well, God says he has loving kindness on our head, on your head. He opens up favor and things happen when you give God the glory, when you trust him, when you acknowledge him, when you don't lean unto your own understanding.
See, and if you lean to your own understanding, that road, you're able to go down that road. That road is open. It's wide. It's broad. And it leads to destruction. But that way that acknowledges him is that narrow road. But you can go down that road. You just have to trust him daily. Trust his word. Trust his way. Trust his word that he has the crown over your of loving kindness over your head, and he will not take it off. He loves you. He says not only that you have a crown over your head, you have loving kindness following you. Hallelujah. He has you surrounded by his goodness. Ah, glory to God. He has you in his hands, working it out for your good. He has you redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. He is with you, and hallelujah, he is not against you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, he says in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. I thank God for him sending his son to die on the cross. I just thank God that now there is a better promise. A promise, the first promise, hallelujah, it just couldn't do it. And I'm glad we're not under that, but we're under the new promise. We're in the new promise. I thank God that we have Christ that died, and that he still does. Not only that, he gave us himself. He gave us the Son, and he gave us his Holy Spirit. That is not a God that will ever take it away, that he will always have even more. Now, that was in the Old Covenant, said in the Old Covenant, that this love and kindness and tender mercies are on your head. What even more? Now, he says that we have the sure mercies of David. Now, we have even more.
Okay, he's all, that's what he's teaching. Okay.
Hallelujah. We have it even more, that he is in us. That the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the same one that was hovering over the face of the deep in the beginning, is, hallelujah, in us, in the body, and we're in Christ. That is something that it will never be taken away. And that redemption is set. Jesus went to the cross to die, and to die one time. And he's never going to do that again. That's it. And thank God that's it, because that is sealed. That is done. A finished job. And work, that work of redemption is complete. Hallelujah. Can someone say, let the redeemed of the Lord, hallelujah, and if you're redeemed, say so. You're redeemed because Christ
has redeemed you. Christ has bought you back. Bought you back. You was already his. You was already his from the beginning of time. Predestined. Already. So he's bought you back. I can't explain all of that, how we were there. The scriptures says that we are his and that he redeemed us. He bought us back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. He says, being made a curse, hallelujah, for us. Curse is everyone that hangs on a tree. I can recall the time in the wilderness when Moses had that stick, and God told him to put a serpent around that stick because whoever looks at it will be saved, because they were complaining, and God said fiery snakes, and they were killing them off. However these snakes were doing it, they were just biting them, and they died. They died. So Moses lifted up this stick, and if they looked on it, they'll be saved. That's Christ. That's the form of how we, what we see, what Christ has done. So he says, whosoever believe upon him, and he says, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I'll save all men if they look to me. Look to his word. Look to his promises. Look to God for salvation. And if he's an intelligent, smart man, he knows that there is an everlasting life, hopefully by not just being smart, but the Holy Spirit will reveal this to him, that he needs eternal life. Because without eternal life, there's the second. Eternal death is only two. It's like a negative and positive both on a battery. There's only two. That's how it works, how it is. That's what it is. Oh, I'm going to go somewhere else. No, sir. You will be going either in life or death. Choose ye this day what you're going to do. Well, I choose life. Praise God. I choose life. Do I have anybody out there that chooses life? And say that they're redeemed of the Lord. Anybody that can say they're redeemed. Well, I know those who are listening on this line are saying, yes, life. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he says in Philippians, he says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So we have to know that you are made in his image and likeness. You are a child of God. You are a new creation. You are an heir of God and joint heir in Christ. You are a holy priest, a chosen priest. You are a peculiar people, the elect of God, a sweet savor, a kind of first fruit, sons and daughters of the Most High, salt of the earth, light of the world, a city on a hill that cannot be hidden, his beloved of the Lord, his church, his bride. You are, hallelujah, redeemed. That's who you are. That's who you are. You got to know who you are. If you know who he is, you'll know who you are. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. If you know who he is, you know who you are. And see, the more I enter into God's word and focus on and read God's word, the more I find out, wow, about me. But the more I find out about him, the less I want to find out about me. But God's grace says, look, minister, you're this. Some people at my church, they don't know what to actually call me. I think I've been in the ministry. I grew up in the church, but my ministry at this particular church has been about 3-4 years. Going on about three years. And my testimony here is they don't know exactly what to call me. They either reverend or pastor, you know. But I'm okay, but with that. But God has put in my life, in my calling, a minister. It's not that I want that. That's the calling in my heart. That's the calling of the word of the Lord. It rests in my spirit. It's the witness in my spirit. It's a witness in your spirit, what God has called you. Whether pastor, evangelist, deacon, it's the gift. It's the gift. So I just agree with what God has said in my own life. That's what he calls me. Okay. So I agree with the things that he's called. If he calls the church these things, then I am in the church. So I say that I am a child of God. I am a new creation. I am an heir of God and joint heir with him. I'm a royal priesthood. I'm a chosen generation, a peculiar people. I'm the elect of God. I'm a sweet savor unto God. I'm a kind of first fruit. I'm a son of the Most High. I'm salt of the earth, light of the world, a city on the hill that cannot be hidden. I'm his beloved. I am God's beloved of the Lord. I'm in his church. I'm a bride of the Lord. I am redeemed of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you want to add that, I'm like a tree planted by the rivers of living water, yielding forth its fruit in its season. I meditate upon the word of the Lord. That's where you want to find me. I like the psalm that says in Psalms 111, and when you come to me, you'll hear the word of the Lord. When you come to me, you're going to find me faithful. See, when the Lord comes back, I want him to find me faithful. I want him to find the word of God upon my lips. I want him to find me, if not getting ready for church, in church. Hallelujah. I want him to find me trusting his word, trusting his word. Thank God I'm already in the church, praise God. What am I talking about? I'm already in the church. So when he finds me, I'm in the church. So it's just a faith that, you know, I am with the Lord. Hallelujah. Not that it's in that, in the corners of wood and stone, because we are made without hands. We're made by the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. But thank God for his word. Thank God for his goodness. Thank God for his grace. Praise his name. Thank God for his word, because his word is what keeps us. His word is what is what we live by. His word has us up on high, seated with him. His word has us seated with him. We are, since we are created in him, we are with him. Because we died with him, we also live with him. So we're with him. And, hallelujah, we have the loving kindness, that loving kindness upon our head, that crown that he takes care of his own. He knows how to do it. He knows how to do it. Hallelujah. And I'm in it. I don't know how he does. I don't know how he gets it to by Friday. I just don't know how he does it. But he does it. He does it. I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, right now my bank account is not. Doesn't have that long money. I don't know. But he still gets bills paid. Hallelujah. He's that's his loving kindness. That's just his loving kindness. It's nothing I'm trying to name or claim. It's just his loving kindness. Thank God. I claim that. His loving kindness. Thank God for that. Word. Praise God. I receive his word in my life. And that's for us. That's for us, his word. Because he sent his word to do what? To heal. Hallelujah. Jesus said he was, the Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. In fact, I think we have a little bit more time. I pray you are blessed by this word today. And as we look here, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted and to proclaim deliverance to the captive and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty to those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. I thank God that even in the quoting of the prophecy, he was sent to heal the brokenhearted. He was sent to preach to the poor. He was sent to deliver to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. The Spirit of the Lord was upon him. Then we see that he was sent, that in the book of John, that he was flesh, and that he dwelt among us. So he came, and this is what he came to do. Hallelujah. And he said his work was finished in John 17 in his high priestly prayer, that the work was done. It was finished. Although we see the work on the cross also completed. But we see that he came and he did that, but then he ascended after the cross and after he rose from the grave, that this same power, hallelujah, is now in us. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. That was the Spirit. Then he says, I will give you a comforter, that Holy Spirit, and that Holy Spirit is sealed in you. Praise the Lord. And what is that Spirit now doing? The Scripture says that we're anointed, and that Spirit has anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. That Spirit in you. And when we preach, hallelujah, the poor here, glory to God. The captives here, and they're loose, that they hear, and that the brokenhearted is healed, because the Spirit, that Spirit is in you. Same Spirit in us. Healing. Delivering. Healing. The healing is in you. That power is in you to witness to the poor. The Spirit is in you to do of his good pleasure. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the name of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for his Spirit. Thank you for his word. Thank you for his goodness. Thank you, because in his word, we get delivered. We get healed. We get blessed. And that love and kindness, that crown is upon your head. And all you have to do is say, oh, Lord, my God, thank you. And thank him. Just acknowledge it. Just somebody acknowledge him. Acknowledge it. And thank him. Mm-hmm. He loves you. He loves you. He's with you. That's all you have to do. Just trust him and say it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say it. I'm redeemed. Say it. I'm thanked. Say it. That I thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank God. Thank him. Okay. So he has, because he can hear. He's waiting. I believe the Lord is just waiting on the edge of his to bless those who just say, thank you, Lord. Waiting on the edge of a seat, say, Lord, I have this request. And he's not slow. Hallelujah. He is able to do it speedily. He's able to do it quickly. Just keep praying. You got to be like that woman. She said in the same book, go to, glory to God. We have that right there in Luke 18. There was, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always pray and not faint, saying, there was in a city a judge who feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterward he said within himself, though I fear God and not regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, at least by her continually coming, she weary me. Hallelujah. Keep coming.
keep trusting the Lord. Keep believing him. And he said, the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said, and shall not God avenge his own elect who cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on earth? That's what you want to do. That's what we want to do, is continue to trust the Lord. Pray, as he says, continue. It's like a perpetual prayer. It's a thing that you just keep doing. You continue to pray and trust the Lord. It's faith. You have to just without no doubt, just that's what I'm going to do. You have to come to the conclusion. That's it. You have to come to the conclusion what you're going to do and what direction you're going to take. Just like you're going to get up in the morning and eat some Kellogg's. Or you made up the mind, I'm going to have eggs and toast. Well, you're going to make up your mind every day, I'm going to have faith in God. Try to make it just that simple. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I have faith in God. I have faith in his word. I trust the word. So then I pray to him. That was our first lesson of grace. Grace, number one. Number two is faith. Number three is mercy. Grace is God's love and favor. It's already there. It's already there. It's just like our house. It's there. But if you close your eyes, you may not know where it's at. If you're blind, you may not know where it's at. You have to open up your eyes so you can turn the key, because it's there. It's always going to be there. It's not going anywhere. His grace is like that. It's not going anywhere. But we have something to do. We have to turn the key. And this is faith. Faith is prayer and acknowledgement. Prayer and acknowledgement is faith. That's prayer. That's what we just read in Luke 18. The woman kept coming to him. Avenge me of my adversary. Faith. Having faith. Praise the Lord. And then mercy is the experience or the manifestation of his favor. Hallelujah. Of his love. Manifestation of his love. It's what we pray for it. We trust the Lord. Now, look at, we see it. We see him doing it, and we thank him. Thank him for it. Just keep thanking him. Hallelujah, because he's. I thank God that I'm thanking him more nowadays, because now I guess I lost count of the blessings, but I thank him because he's just awesome. What he does and what he does in the lives of people who are depending trust him. Well, I hope this was a blessing to you today. I hope you're enlightened. I hope the word of God rests upon your heart. I hope we didn't lose any today. But I thank God that this opportunity to share with you the grace of God. That's great. That he's in the redeeming business. Still manufactures redemption. I just thank God that he is his love is everlasting. Thank God. Okay, Sister Ruby, well, I guess I'll put it back in your hands. So thank God. I mean, if there's anyone that that needs this, needs a stronger, just a stronger walk in God, and needs that repentance.
Mm-hmm.
Go on back and go up again. Go back to where your first love, and go back up to him again. He says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Mm.
He's able.
Able. And,
I know I don't need to draw back. I need to draw near.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to just draw near. And we can't be afraid. We have to just trust. And because we didn't trust him, and because we have to confess, because we see ourselves in a bad place. You see yourself, you're in a bad place. You don't like where you're at. Probably because it was just too much of you and not enough of him.
Mm.
And you need to just say, Father, I love you, forgive me. And he's a loving God. He does not cast anybody away. That's his love.
That's his love.
Let's not be fearful. Let's not be proud. Let's just go ahead and bow our head right now and talk to the Lord. And love on the Lord, and for this redemption, for this, and just as we repent, it's repentance, and it will bring you back to where you belong in God. Father God, we praise you, Lord. We thank you for your grace. We thank you, Father God, for your goodness. I pray that this word rests upon the hearts again, and that it would yield 100-fold. We repent, Father God, and that anything that we've done to wrong you, wrong ourselves, we put before us that was not right in our eyes, that you cleanse our eyes, cleanse the whole body, that it be healthy. We give you all the glory and the praise, Father God, for your goodness and grace. In the name of Jesus, now we see the victory in your mercy, and your crown us with that loving and as goodness, peace, and goodness and mercy following us, Father God. We give you the glory that we see. May we see, hallelujah, may we see your mercy. May we see your, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Ruby?
Oh, yeah, amen. God bless. I thought you wanted to say that was a blessing. It was a taught word. I mean, I'm just amazed how the Lord sent in this word all week long. Let the Redeemer, the Lord, say so. And you, the Lord led you here today to encourage but also teach. So everybody that came on a little later before while the broadcast was on and you wasn't on the line, please, if you can, go back into the archives, and you can pick up and listen to this message, because it was awesome. It was encouraging, and it was a teaching message. Wasn't nothing to jump up and shout about, but the Lord sent it that what we need to do and what he wants us to do to please him and live right. And he said it, repent. He took the prayer there and told us to bow our head. So with that, I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis. I'm going to be on with you just a minute. Brother Chad.
I have enjoyed this man of God's words today. If I have not been on earlier, but I have enjoyed it. Keep on giving God praise and honor, and he's worthy to be praised. Thank you.
Minister Williams, have anything to say? He's 12 years old, and he's a preacher, and he's Evangelist Bernard's cousin, and he's always in New Orleans. And I seen Brother Chad up there. He came on, got off, but I said, I was going to get Prophet Darlene, but I said he may get off, so we wanted to have a response from Brother Chad. Thank you so much for coming on. Did you have anything that you wanted to add to it, Minister William Cardwell?
No.
That's you, Brother Chad?
Yes.
Okay, Minister Cardwell?
Yes.
The line is open. Okay. Then, maybe he'll come on. Thank you, Brother Chad. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Good afternoon. God bless everyone. To God be the glory. I give God honor this afternoon. I always give him honor. Hallelujah, because he's first in my life. I thank God for God being in my life. I give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Hallelujah. I thank God for her, and I thank God for this broadcast that has truly been a blessing, an encouragement, a strength to me. It has truly many days when I have came on here, I have came on tired of ministry. I have came on a little weary in my spirit, but when I left off this line, I didn't leave off the same way I came on. Then it was days I came off filled with joy, and I was filled with joy even more when I got off. So I thank God for this line. I thank God for a place I can hear a true word. Hallelujah. And I give honor to Sister Ruby. I tell you, she's just not maintaining the lines, but the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, Sister Ruby. I thank God, and I thank God for your encouragement, your prayers, and I just feel the power of God in you and how God is growing you spiritually. So I thank God that she just don't have somebody maintaining the lines. She has somebody that's lifting her up, hallelujah, and I thank God, and also lifting others up and also covering and protecting. So I thank God for you, Sister Ruby. I thank God for always what Elder Cardwell come on. I thank God for him. I thank God he is a teacher. And I always get you. He always say, I hope that y'all get something out of the word. Well, I just want to say, Elder Cardwell, well, you don't have to say that no more, because we always get something when you teach the word. Not that we don't get something from everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong, but you are a teacher. And I thank God you take us from the basics and you bring us back. So I thank God for the word on today, how you talked about encouragement, how you talked about praising God and thanking God, how important the word is. You talked about how important the word is, not just to read the word, but be a doer of the word, live the word, speak the word. And so I thank God for those words that you have gave on today. You have brought life. And to me, many times you have brought forth the word, because your words, you speak the true word from the word. And so I thank God for you, and I just want to tell you, continue to go forth teaching the word, because in these last days, that's what we need, teaching. Hallelujah, teaching. And so I thank God for you. You continue to be encouraged, elder. Know that God is doing great things in your life and is going to do even greater. And those things that you've been praying for, God is going to move on your behalf.
Yes.
Just continue to look to the hill.
Amen.
From which your help comes from. And your help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. So I thank God. I was really encouraged. I mean, I was strengthened. I was supposed to go to another line, but I couldn't move because the word was so powerful. And I tell you, and you was a little longer than I was expecting, but it was good, good, good. So you don't want to ask nobody, hope you got something out the word. I always get something. Life, when you speak the word, you're speaking life. So God bless you. Keep on letting God use you, and get ready for the new thing that he's going to do for you. God bless you. Love you all.
Bless
God for you, Prophet Chad. It's always a pleasure when I hear your voice, because the anointing is in your voice. Continue to keep on going on in the Lord. God bless you all.
And God bless you.
God bless you. He dropped out. This is a blessing. That was a 12-year-old young man, Evangelist Adrian, cousin, and he's all the way out of New Orleans. And Oh, he's back on, so I guess maybe he wanted to say, so he has said something. Brother Chad, she called you prophet. Prophet Chad.
Amen.
Yeah, I was just listening. I wasn't about to say nothing, but to the speaker that spoke today, it was a wonderful word of God.
Thank you, man of God. Thank you.
He's 12 years old.
Little man of God. Praise God.
12 years old, and he got the word. I see he dropped off and he came back on. I thought maybe he had something else because I called you and you didn't hear me that minute when I asked you about it, but he really enjoyed the word. That's about it. It was quite a few on 10, but the word, like Evangelist Prophet, as Darlene said, that you don't have to say no more. You hope we got something out of it. Because,
yes.
You know, teaching is an awesome, all of the ministries are awesome. But teaching is for the people to get it in their spirit and keep it. And if we've gone one way or the other way, the Lord sent his word, what he asks of us to do, being redeemed in the kingdom. And you say that if you're not, or if you fall a minute or get back up, just repent and pray, and the Lord will know otherwise, keep you out. So
yes.
I'm excited. I'm like a prophet Darlene Davis. Every time I hear you coming on, I say, ooh, I'm going to get a rhema word. I done got a whole book of the 66 books of the Bible. Because one
yes.
thing about it, you're going to give scripture where you go on it, because it ain't coming from you, because you ain't got the book. You're coming out of the Holy Bible, 66
yes.
books of the Bible. So we're so blessed. I know I was blessed and encouraged. Evangelist Bernard is not on today. She's traveling a minute. But she, you know, she set y'all up and all like that, and she came on. But she was in the highway, and the traffic, you know, was noisy. So I know she thanks you so very much, and we just thank you. And we, like a prophetess Darlene say, you ain't seen nothing yet. The Lord going to do more mighty things for you. We just praying for your family, and we praying for you with strength. And we just thank you, man of God, that every time Evangelist Bernard call you, you're right on it. You're right on it. No, but you come and do the kingdom work of Jesus Christ. And the Lord sent you here to minister to us with the word, with the
Amen.
Teaching, and to know what's appropriate in his sight. And if we think we're doing it right our way, he's getting us an opportunity to know his way. So God
Amen.
Bless you, and thank you so very much. It was a blessing from Jesus Christ himself, from heaven down on this earth to God's precious people.
Yes. Amen.
Excited. So I'm like a prophetess Darlene. You just go on and give us what the Lord said, because I get something out of it. And I'm sure, like she said, she get it out, so everybody do. A lot of was on, but sometimes they have to get off, so you know how that goes.
Yes. Sometimes I have to do that myself.
Uh-huh.
When I have to go back to work. But, you know, I just thank God that what God is doing for Sister Adrian and
Sister
Ruby, that he's giving you these words that the Spirit of God is giving us ministry. Words that like this, you throw these, they're like bones with a lot of meat on it, and we just go after it like a pet bull. I just thank God for it, because they are there's so much to these words when you want to elaborate on them, but only the Spirit of God helps us to live out these words and live out what God has said through prophets David and Ezekiel and Daniel and so on. So I just thank God that we have this opportunity ministry on Blog Talk Express and to a voice with the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just thank you. We just bless you and bless the Lord for you coming on the line. And I'm always saying, we got Speaker Minister William Cardwell, Dr. Singleton's uncle.
Amen.
So that's a blessing. You know, he was on yesterday. You were on yesterday, weren't you?
Yes, I can. I was able to tune in, and it was funny. He wasn't able to be there for the first hour, and he was still teaching somewhere.
Talking to his house, I think he said he was teaching.
Yes,
but
he
when
still
it's
was...
in you, it just bubble up. It got to come out. So he thought he was on the broadcast feeding us.
Yes.
And he didn't. But anyway, we thank you so much, and I'm going to go back and let Prophetess Darlene Davis give us an announcement. She has the prayer ministry going, and then
Amen.
I'm going to come back to you, Minister William Caldwell, to close us out. Prophetess Darlene.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for y'all's support. That
mm-hmm.
number is 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498-POUND. Once again, that number is 712-432-1500. And the code is 211-498-POUND. Also, I can be found on Facebook. On Facebook, Prophetess Darlene Davis, if you need to get that information. Also, if every Tuesday night we're on, every Thursday night we're on, every Saturday night and every Sunday night.
Yeah.
We have all night prayer every third
yeah.
Friday. And the time is specific time is 5 p.m. and Central time is 7 p.m. and Eastern time is 8 p.m. Once again, Pacific is 5 p.m., Central time is 7 p.m., and Eastern time is 8 p.m., and that's every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday night. We once a month, we have all-night prayer starting at 12 midnight Eastern time, and we will be having it this Friday night, which is tomorrow night. So we usually have it the third Friday, but on this month we will be having it tomorrow night. So come and join us. I tell you, God's been moving greatly and mightily. He's been blowing our minds. So if you get a chance, come by and join us. Tell somebody that likes to pray. Come and join us. We're on tonight. God bless you all. And the ministry is called Praise, Prayer, and Deliverance. But everybody is welcome that wants to pray. God bless you all. Thank you.
God bless you, Prophetess Darlene. We're going back to Minister William Caldwell. If you have any comments or whatever, you can close us out after that.
Amen, amen. Well, praise. But I was trying to...
get the number?
Huh?
You was trying to get the number?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get that number again.
See again. It's 7, area code 712-4, you got that? Minister Caldwell?
712.
432.
432.
1500. And the access code is 211-498-POUND.
211.
2114, like number 498. 498. Uh-huh. And it's you're in California too, but like her time, like it's 5 o'clock our time.
Okay. And this is prayer?
Yeah, prayer. She prayed. It's a prayer ministry that she have it at the Tuesday night, Thursday, Saturday night, and then she says she have it on Sunday, I think. But you can, once you get on there, you know, you can find out. But I was on there, and it's been anointed, true anointing. And
prayers. What?
Lord lead you. Tuesday, Thursday night, and Saturday.
You know what time?
And she said she have an all night prayer every third. What's that? Friday, but this time it's tomorrow night, and it started 12 p.m., I guess, her time. So I guess Evangelist Oh, she's off the air. So anyway, you can find that all out when you go, you know.
All right.
Well, praise God. Well, I had a song, but I guess I don't have a song, but I was trying to find one.
Well, saying, because, you know, I'm always closing out with a song, so it was.
Yeah, you already have a song. That's okay. I'll save it for next time. But praise God, I thank God, Sister Ruby, that we are able to work out Block Talk today, and God always have His remnant, and ram in the bush. So, praise God.
Praise God. Well, Sister Darlene, Prophet Darlene is back on. So just before you close out, I hope I got it all right. Prophetess Darlene?
Praise the Lord.
I think I gave them all the information right. But it's Minister William. It's Tuesday night at 5 o'clock. He's in California, so it's 5 p.m. our time. Is that correct?
Yes. Thursday night, and Saturday night, and Sunday night. And we will be having all-night prayer on tomorrow night.
And when you said 12, now what time would that be for us in California?
That would be 9 o'clock for y'all, 9 p.m. for y'all, right?
Okay.
Yes.
You have
so
that
3 hours different from us, yes.
Okay. You have that, Minister Cardwell?
I have that.
And
okay,
when you come on, you're more than welcome. If you have a scripture, song, a prayer, you're more than welcome. Feel welcome. Let the Holy Ghost use you.
All right, right.
And you're more than welcome. Anybody that comes on, let the Holy Ghost use you. We go by the Spirit of God.
Yes.
But we do have prayer. Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Well, praise the Lord. Thank God. Praise
Him.
Thank Him for...
I want to make an announcement. Hearts and Pearl Day at my church will be on September the 30th, and my pastor would like for all people that live in New Orleans. It is at 2100 Martin Luther King, and Simon Vulnerable. We would love to see you there, and please, and there is Sunday Best of Fashion Show for kids. So please make sure you be there, and we will be glad to see you. Thank you, and God bless you.
God bless you. But you said it's September the 30th. What is it? I mean, you said what time?
Hearts and Pearls.
What time do it?
3 o'clock.
Oh, 3 o'clock New Orleans time.
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be, I guess, what's that? 1 o'clock our time. California. But anyway, you can come back on and give the announcement again till we get it, because you got a while. We appreciate you coming back on and giving the announcement, and we'll make sure I'll get Evangelist Bernard to write it up, so make sure she announces it, okay? Brother Chad? Okay, then. Minister Cardwell, go ahead.
All right. Well, praise the Lord. Like the song says, trust and obey.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I believe. If you want to stamp this message today and put it on the archives, trust and obey. Go ahead. I'm not gonna sing that song, but you go ahead and you find that song and go on YouTube. You can find it and go listen to it.
Listen to
the message. And enjoy yourself. But, praise God. Thank Him for the Son. Thank Him for His new creation that's in Christ Jesus. I just thank Him. I thank God for His word today, and that I pray that you'll be rooted and grounded in these truths, in the promises of God. Thank God for, like I said, I thank God for Apostle Paul that he was able to bless the church through the Spirit, the power and the meaning of redemption
that all through the epistles, that who we are in Him, that we are redeemed back to God, that we what we have in Christ Jesus, who we are in Christ Jesus, and who we are through Him and for Him, and who He is to us. Thank God for that. I pray that you'll be blessed today, as you whether you're at home or traveling, and God bless, keep you, keep the blood covered with you, angels, all of heaven shining you, pouring out His mighty power in your life. May God keep you and bless you, shine upon you, and give you grace and favor. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. We're going to close out. I meant to ask for you to pray for Evangelist Bernard. He's traveling.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Father God, we pray, Father, right now, Lord, where that vehicle is right now and where it's going, and where it's been, where grace, let give whoever's driving, Lord, and she's driving, or whoever she's driving with, Lord, I pray with traveling mercy and grace, Father God, that you make the road clear, put your crown loving kindness on her head, we pray. Sister Adrienne Bernard, bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. So anyway, we'll have who's on tomorrow. Thank you. God bless you. Don't close out. I did write it down. Who did she tell me? Pastor, this has been a blessing, but Prophet Michael Davis will be on tomorrow and bring the word. And the topic is Let the Redeemer of the Lord Say So, like Minister William Cardwell done it. Excellent. So we look forward to that. Keep up her prayer with the crusade. He announces in September, I think the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, around that time. And keep praying for all the speakers and everybody that's pertaining to the crusade, that the Lord will bless it and have a rhema word, an anointing word, a holy word,
yes.
You know, people. And bring out the souls, because he already got the souls there who he's going to save. So God bless it. We thank y'all so much for being on today with this broadcast. It was truly anointed. Like Minister William Cartwell said, go back into the archives and you can listen to it. And then he told me go to YouTube and find that song, and I'm going to try to find it. Okay, then, so trust and obey. Okay. God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow. And we thank you so much for being on the broadcast today. I think I'm out. Oh, you know what? I'm still looking for that. Yeah, I'm going to try this one. I haven't.
Love to praise your name. I love to lift you up. We bless your name, sweet Jesus. I love to praise your name. I love to lift you up. We bless your name, sweet Jesus.
Can you help me say it?
I love to praise your name. I love to lift you up.
Every day and every night.
Yeah.
hit the lowest point.
Sweet Jesus.
I didn't have anyone else to talk to.
Sweet Jesus.
When no one else could understand.
Sweet Jesus.
When I was on my face in a pool of tears.
Sweet Jesus.
It was you, Jesus, the Redeemer.
Sweet Jesus.
It was you, Jesus.